Welcome to the Friday, January the 13th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 18th episode of the 22-23 school year and our first of the 2023 calendar year. We actually missed the last episode because of weather on December the 23rd. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. We hope this weekly podcast is a way for staff to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrated. First, I would like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Amy Stevens, who's a teacher at North Wayne Elementary. Amy may not even remember that she entered from our last Briefings with Butts podcast, but Amy, you are our winner, and you win a Jeans Day for you and your team. Well, let's go ahead and jump right into this week's podcast. It's been another amazing week in Wayne. We'd like to welcome everyone back from a much-needed break and hope that everyone had a great, relaxing time. I hope you enjoyed your time off and you're coming back refreshed and ready for a fantastic second semester and 2023. We do have a few important reminders as we head into the new year that may have been forgotten while we are away from school. For those who elect to take the health insurance from the MSD of Wayne Township for 2023, you should have received your new insurance cards in the mail prior to break. On December 20th, Shani Brickler sent an email communication with important information that I want to make sure to highlight. UMR is the new TPA that will be handling claims, processing, and customer service. We still have IU Health as our in-network providers, and as a matter of fact, just last week, I had the opportunity to visit IU West, and this process was very simple to transfer over and get my new information updated with the hospital network. Your enhanced access card, though, is not changing, so make sure that you keep your current card. That will still allow you to have access to those urgent care clinics when the Wayne Healthcare Center is closed. There are flyers that are included in this week's Briefings with Butts Parent Square message with details on these services as well as updates from TrueRx, our pharmacy insurance provider, so make sure to check those out. If you have any questions, as always, please reach out to Shani Brickler here at the Education Center. Also, many of us made New Year's resolutions as we turned the new year during our break. So we want to make sure that we can help to support you in improving your health and maintaining those New Year's resolutions. So I want to remind you, be sure to take advantage of our wellness offerings that include individual health coaching with our wellness coaches, nutrition counseling, and wellness education. We've also included a link to sign up for the health coaching in this week's Parent Square message. One aspect of our wellness is also financial wellness. We want to make sure you're aware that the new year is a great opportunity to think about that financial wellness, and it's never too early to plan for retirement. So VALIC will be offering a retirement seminar on Thursday, January the 26th at 6 p.m. here in the Education Center. Be on the lookout in your email for an electronic sign-up just to give VALIC an idea of who might be attending. And feel free to bring anyone else that may be able to help you and assist you from your household that you may be also planning with during that seminar. It is early, but we still have several weeks of winter, and the possibility of inclement weather is still ahead of us. We had our first inclement weather day, also known as a snow day for some, with no school or work on December the 23rd. Matter of fact, as I can recall, only the second time that we have completely shut the district down, but you might remember it was 30 below wind chill, very, very cold. It was certainly the right decision on December the 23rd. The next time that we have to call will be, again, a snow day or an inclement weather day that does not need to be made up because of the way our calendar is situated. Days 3 through 5 are asynchronous, thanks to our Board of Education's approval of that change in our calendar. And days 6 and 7 will be synchronous instruction if we have to use those days due to inclement weather. Again, we've linked the inclement weather learning overview to this week's Parent Square message for your reference. And hard to believe, but Monday, January the 16th, coming right around the corner here, is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. If you're looking for ideas on how you can use this federal holiday to honor Dr. King's legacy, we've included a resource again in this week's Briefings with Butts Parent Square message. Be sure to check on that link. Click on that link and find out what's happening around Indianapolis and the surrounding areas celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Well, this week, I am very excited to welcome our guest, Mrs. Ramika Graham, the 2023 Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township Board of Education President. Welcome, Mrs. Graham. We are thrilled to have you today.
Thank you, Dr. Butts, and I'm excited to be here.
Tuesday, January the 3rd, we had our organizational meeting. It was a historic vote, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But first, some of our listeners may not know that you are also an educator. Can you tell us a little bit more about your educational career and the role that you're currently serving in?
Definitely. I still sometimes want to think that I'm a little young. However, this is my 25th year in education. I spent 17 years as a classroom teacher. Majority of that was in fourth and fifth grades. I did do a little bit of time in K-1, but quickly learned that I am an intermediate teacher, definitely. And then I have spent 8 years in administration, and I currently serve as the principal at Deer Run Elementary in the MSD of Pike Township.
Well, we know that both Pike and Wayne benefit from your role at Deer Run because you get to bring great things to us that are happening in Pike Township, and I'm sure you take great things back to Deer Run and the MSD of Pike that you notice here in the MSD of Wayne Township.
I definitely do. I think I get the best of the West Side on these bordering districts, and I think I always can take tidbits from both, and both districts are doing great things, and I get the benefit of that. I think it has definitely made me a well-rounded educator, being able to have experiences on both ends.
Well, and we definitely appreciate your perspective. Obviously, as an elected official, you are a resident of Wayne Township. So tell us a little bit about your family and their experience here in the MSD of Wayne.
So, yes, I am a resident of Wayne. We have lived in Wayne. Next month, it will be 21 years that we have lived in Wayne Township. I am married. We have three children. Two have graduated out of Wayne. And so their path was Roby Elementary, and then Chapel Hill 7th and 8th grade center, and then the high school. So Imani was a 2017 graduate who I am proud to say went on to DePaul University and is now down at Barry University in podiatry school. So kudos to the education that she received in Wayne Township because it definitely made her a well-rounded student. Kennedy was a 2020 graduate, so she was affected by the pandemic, so that virtual drive-through graduation, but she is also continuing her education at Indiana Wesleyan. And then Charlton Jr., who we affectionately call CJ, is a sophomore at the high school and will be a 2025 graduate.
Yeah, it's interesting that you, thank you for that. It's interesting that you mentioned the years in which your first two graduated, and then of course your son now going through, and what a different experience with each one of them prior to the pandemic, during the pandemic, and post-pandemic. So you're going to have a wealth of experience as not only an educator, but as a parent navigating through some of the craziness that we've had just in the last 5 to 6 years.
And it's funny you mentioned that, Dr. Buss, because it has definitely been a different experience for each of them. Even though the pandemic was hard for myself as an educator as well, and definitely an administrator, I think it happened at the right time with the right child for my middle because she's my quiet one who really didn't care that much about the social aspects of high school and did well in the pandemic. Imani, I think it would have driven her crazy to have been in the pandemic had it happened with her. But it's also made me be very insightful with CJ, as to be totally transparent. He struggled a little bit freshman year, and I had to really be reflective on understanding that pivotal time at middle school was spent at home. And so it really opened my eyes as a parent. We think of things as an educator, but we don't always reflect that educator mind into the parent side. But I had to really be reflectful and say, you know, pivotal social time for him was missed. And I think the brunt of that was felt his freshman year, but he's turned the course and is having a very successful sophomore year.
That's great. And ironically, you know, we've talked a lot about how do we catch our students up from some of the things that they miss. And that social aspect is one of those critical pieces. When I think about you joining the board, you were one of 25 candidates in July of 2020, right after the pandemic started. March 13th, for those who have forgotten, is when we actually went into the shutdown mode for the pandemic. Mr. Mike Morrow was a board member at the time and wanted to teach. He became the third generation Morrow to be teaching at Ben Davis High School. He's actually an instructor at Area 31, but that left a vacancy for us. And 25 people applied July 2020 to be interviewed to fill that spot. And you were selected by the board at that time. What made you interested? What made you apply for that vacancy?
Well, it's funny because it's kind of twofold. I was actually considering a run for office in that upcoming November election. So when the vacancy came open, I thought, why not? If you're already considering making a run, why not put yourself out here? If it goes well, you have a seat. If it doesn't, then you can keep on with what your original plans were. When I was thinking about running for school board, one reason was because I'm sure most in education will agree that too often those with limited knowledge regarding educational and school operations are making decisions that impact teachers and students. And so that was my first drive was there needs to be people with that education background that has a seat at the table that are making educational decisions. So that was one reason I was considering even running. The second being is that, as I stated, I've lived in Wayne for 21 years. And the demographics of Wayne Township have changed over the years. And we have to be intentional that all stakeholders see themselves representing at all levels when we look at our school district. So that was that second drive for me was to say, okay, let's look at the diversity on our board and understand and appreciate the diversity that the MSD of Wayne Township was beginning to see and wanting to ensure that everyone sees themselves represented.
Yeah, and I want to dig into that just a little bit here in a minute. But let's talk a little bit about, before we get there, let's talk a little bit about the difference between being appointed in that position for Mr. Morrow, having 2 years to not have to worry about campaigning and in an election in November, to what you just experienced this last fall, in which you had to officially file and you had to be prepared to campaign and to go through the whole process. How were those two things different, and what was it like to campaign? And I think you can talk a little bit about what that was or was not for us here in Wayne Township. But what would that feel like with the two different processes?
It's funny that you mentioned it was probably a little more nerve-wracking when I was appointed, just because I knew going in that there were several applicants for the position. And then at the time, and they've gotten a little more heightened now, but normally school board elections, you weren't seeing 25 people run for a seat. So going into the appointed position, I was probably a little more nervous because I knew that there were several people that were vying for that one seat on the board. So I had to kind of maneuver during that. And then I'm sure my colleagues would consider me lucky because we ran uncontested in this election. That is a huge part that I think of the confidence that our community has in not only the board, but the administration as well. And so I didn't want to take that for granted, however, so I still ensured that I was having conversations. I was out on social media. I made sure that I had flyers and yard signs because I didn't want to take for granted that the four of us were running uncontested. I love the faith that our community had in us, but I wanted them to also know that I was going to ensure that I still campaigned and that I wanted to get their vote. You know, even though maybe with one vote I would have, still gotten in, but I didn't want that to be the case. And so, again, I wanted to make sure that the community saw me, they understood the reason why to vote for Ramika Graham. I did not want them just to feel, okay, there's only four options, there's four names, let's vote for them. So I still put my best foot forward to ensure to get my name out there and what I stood for.
That's really great perspective. And as I think about what you were saying, you really, your fate in July of 2020 was at the hands of six people, six elected officials who were deciding who that seventh board member was to be. This past November, it was dependent upon thousands of voters who were going to go to the polls. So I can see how that was a little bit more stressful, or could have been a little bit more stressful for you.
Yes.
But now that you've been reelected, you've had your first two-year partial term underway. As I mentioned, January 3rd at our annual reorganization meeting that's required by law, you were elected president for 2023. How does that happen? How does that process work? And what made you interested in being president?
So with that process, for those who may not know, the board, we come together and kind of discuss what that reorganization and what we look at in our positions for next year. With the confidence of my fellow board members, several thought it was an easy transition. So I served in leadership since joining the board. So I served as secretary and was vice president last year. Several thought that the easiest transition was to move up from vice president to president. I think as a group, we work extremely well together. I also think that my colleagues value my background in education, and so they put that support behind me and have confidence in me to be in this role. I felt at ease to step into this role because of those that I work with. I think if I did not have such a supportive upper administration with Dr. Butts, you and your cabinet, and then just how cohesive our board works together, made it easy for me to accept that nomination just to move up from vice president to president, just because of how well we work together.
Early in my introduction here, I talked about this being a historic vote, and you talked about the diversity on the board and the diversity in our community. And whether or not you were aware of this, I certainly wanted to acknowledge it at our reorganization meeting, and I want to talk about it a little bit today as well. And that's being you are our first African-American president on the MSD of Wayne Township Board of Education in our 60-year history. You're not our first African-American board member. You're not our first female board member, but you are our first African-American and even board president of color. So what does that mean to you?
It means a lot. When you think of something being historic and you make a place, and it just goes back and reassures me why I took a step out on faith to begin with, and to now sit here and serve as the first African-American board member for the MSD of Wayne Township, it's breathtaking. And it also makes me realize that I want to ensure that I do all that I need to do to not only represent this board, represent this district, represent this community, and the diversity that exists within us, because I think it's what makes Wayne Wayne and what makes us special. And so I just relish in the fact of making history and sitting in this role, and will do all that I need to do to ensure that I uphold all the values that are already established in the MSD of Wayne Township.
Wow, that's powerful. And thank you. I appreciate those words and appreciate those sentiments. And I know that our community does as well. What a lot of people don't understand necessarily what a board president does, but essentially you are responsible for ensuring that board meetings go well, that board members are doing their jobs and fulfilling their responsibilities and really holding the board together and accountable. And trying to guide them along through whatever comes before the school district over the course of the next year during this term as president. What do you hope that you might accomplish during your year as presidency or as president?
Well, first off, I want to just to continue to build on our success. There have been great people who have served in this role that have laid that framework. And so I just want to go a step further. I've had people come and visit our board meeting, as you are aware, who just speak to just how seamless and flawless our board meetings flow. And so I want to continue to build on that success. I think that we have to begin to look at how do we continue to transition out of this pandemic. And so as board president, I want to ensure that I work not only with my colleagues on the board, but with the cabinet to put initiatives into place to continue to raise achievement and close the gap that we know were created. by this pandemic. And one of the biggest things is we're seeing a teacher shortage right now, but just in continuing to hire highly qualified teachers in the MSD of Wayne Township to make sure that we have the best and the brightest that are educating our students and continue to take the right path when we look at equity, diversity, and inclusion.
Well, we look forward to working with you on that and supporting you in all of those goals and accomplishments. And I would look forward to the end of 2023 to look back on all of the things that have happened. So let's shift gears just a second. We always like to ask our guests three questions to help our listeners get to know them just a little bit better. And so our first question for you as we shift gears is, if you had to choose your best day as an educator, what would that look like? What day would that be?
Oh, I don't know if I just have one best day. It might sound cliche, but Dr. Buss, I love what I do. I've been in education for over 25 years, and I walk in each day looking forward to seeing the faces of my students. I think my best days as an educator are those days where you happen to be out and you run into a former student. And for me, because of the amount of time I've been in education, you know, some of those are now parents that are walking into my building. They're now, you know, 30-year-olds that I'm running into out at grocery stores, at the mall. And when they make the comments of thanking you or remembering you when you had them when they were 9 and when they were 10, and they still remember you as their educator, and they still remember the things that you instilled in them. And for me, you know, I was that educator that I was hard on my kids. I had high expectations. They knew what I expected of them, but most still appreciate the fact that I wasn't easy. I didn't let them off easy. And those are the days that always make me remember my why, because so often in education, we deal with things that make us question, is this something we still want to do? But it's the children, it's the students, it's them that make us remember our why. So those are always my best days, when I can run into former students and they still remember my classroom, they still remember me, they still remember the things that they took from me when they had me in fourth and fifth grade.
I'm sitting here smiling because, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, I had the opportunity last week to visit IU Health, and as part of the registration process, of course, you know, at IU West, masks are still required. So it's not always easy to know who's underneath that mask, and the receptionist or the young lady across the desk from me who was checking me in asked me what my name was. I gave my name, and she kind of looked at me funny, and then she said, "Are you?" I said, "Maybe." And she said, I said, "Are you a graduate?" She said, 2017. So your daughter may have known her, but yeah, it's always fun to make those connections. Our next question: when you are not working, what do you like to do? I know we have a common interest, and we're fans of a common of a local team here. But when you're not working, what do you like to do?
My family would probably say shop. Mm-hmm. They tell me I have a shoe issue, but I'm a sports fanatic, and I tell my husband, I joke with him all the time that he's a lucky man, because I'm that one who wants to go to the football, the basketball games. And so I love to attend sporting events. So definitely cheer for my local teams. My mom and I are Fever season ticket holders. So that's my time with my mom. We originally got it because she was a huge Tamika Catchings fan. And so we support them whenever I can catch the Pacers or the Colts. But I am a Boilermaker. So Boiler up. And so one of the things that I've intentional of these last few years is that my husband and I, if Purdue goes to a bowl game, we are saying that we're traveling to see them play. And so I love to travel. But if I can get sports in with that travel, that's an added plus.
Well, and you and I already spoke about the bowl just a couple of weeks ago. But
You
mentioned, the weather was worth it. The weather was worth it.
The weather was worth it.
Our last question: what is your favorite place on earth, or where is your favorite place on earth?
I would probably say with family. I am very family oriented. And whenever I have that downtime, I prefer to be at home, just because I'm normally so busy and so on the go that I actually like to be at home, sitting in the middle of my bed with a good book or with a good movie on, or, you know, if it's basketball or football season, just, you know, laying there catching up on the games. If I think about favorite place in regards to like a vacation location, I love Destin, Florida, just for the relaxation, the white sand. So that's probably my favorite, just getaway and relax location. But when it comes to my favorite place, it's really at home with my family.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been 2023 MSD of Wayne Township Board of Education President, Wayne Township resident and parent, and MSD of Pike Principal at Deer Run, Mrs. Ramika Graham. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Buss, for having me. I greatly appreciate this time to have a conversation with you.
Coming up, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, January the 16th. On January the 19th, our school board will be visiting the Bridgeport Elementary Knights. Also, a reminder, we are accepting nominations for the 8th annual, hard to believe, 8th annual Dare to Dream Awards Ceremony. That will be held on February the 23rd from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at Chapel Hill 7th and 8th Grade Center. This is a very unique event and is designed to celebrate individuals with disabilities whose accomplishments stand out and the Wayne community members who helped to make these accomplishments possible. If you know a student, staff member, or community member in Wayne Township who goes above and beyond, please make sure to nominate them using the link included in this week's Briefings with Butts Parent Square message. Nominations will be due on February the 3rd. Also, reminder, coming up, February is Black History Month, so watch for more activities as we celebrate with all of our colleagues in our community on for this upcoming February Black History Month. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. But before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with a quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great holiday weekend.